There are two God-ordained institutions that we find in the Bible. The first one, as we see in Matthew 16, verse 18, being the church. But the second one of today's discussion is that of the home. And we see in Genesis chapter 2 and the creation there of man and the re-explanation of the things that went on that day, we see there that God instituted marriage, and this truly is the beginning of the home. I want you to consider, if you would, verse 24 of Genesis chapter 2. It reads, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And we see the family unit that God establishes here, and it's the same today, that when a man meets a woman and those two decide to get married, both of those parties leave their respective families and unite in one flesh. That man used to be a part of his own family with a father and a mother and possibly siblings, and they were a family unit. They worked together, they played together, they laughed together, they were a family. And the same way for that woman. She was a part of that family unit. She as well had her own parents, and they were together as a family. But it is that both of those two individuals, that man and that woman, when they come together, they start their own family. And that is where the home begins, as God established it. When the man and woman leave their father and mother and are joined together to be the one flesh, as the Bible indicates. And that is truly what Jesus also restated in Matthew chapter 19. Consider there what he said in his discussion with the Pharisees over marriage and divorce. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 4. "Have you not read that he who made them in the beginning made them male and female? And he said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Just as God had made Adam and Eve in the beginning, a home of their own right, those two individuals that God had created them, putting them together to be helpmeets of one another, that they might be a home. So God today, in the same right, when a man and woman come together, a home is begun when those two individuals are married. Now we see certain instances in the world and certain situations come up that are, of course, outside the realm of marriage. And maybe a son or a daughter is born out of wedlock. And those two, that mother and that child, may become a family and establish their own home. But those are things that happen outside of God's original plan. And yes, they must be worked through according to God's word as best as can be. But God's true plan, and God's plan that must be followed first and foremost, is that of marriage. And we look to starting a home and a family that will ensue. We must follow God's plan and always remember that God's plan is for man and woman to be married. One man, one woman for life. And this is where the home begins.